Tony says it's very good. You agree.
Send the Mishnah. I'm at Yudal from the Bays. I'm at Tangat at least these Tarsikas El Abdi. In Rats El Abdi, Mishnah, Yagdi, Diver, Remember, which your mayor holds it's detrimental for an Abbot to go free. The Chamber and Begit Tinashim, it's detrimental. Abeloi, Bishakuri, Abadim. Fishasachal, Adam, Slay, Bifana, Ve, Chamber, Le, Bifana. You can do good, and Shikru is good. Because he can't claim that it's bad for him because he gets fed, because the owner doesn't have to feed him. He can tell him either, or he can say, go earn your own keep, and he doesn't have to feed him, so the Eved is not any worse in any way being free than being an Eved. But his wife he's bound to feed. So the chayre he's losing God of truma, and he can run away and not take the shtar shechrur. And he can sell him for pennies and get him to stop eating truma. Yasir Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef became major Rav Yirmiya. Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Yirmiya. But Yasir Rav Yirmiya became a namnim, and he was dozing off. But Yasir Rav Huna became a shmamim with Rabban and Tavis Machayim Kana. Because the chayre over here, how did he get free? The guy gave him something to deliver. How does he get free? Teretz, he grabs it for the Eved. But you're grabbing, right? Teretz, it's a Balchoyv, Teretz says, because he did him a favor. So there's a certain amount of debt to free him. But it's not a real debt. Because over here, there's no real debt. So you're really hurting somebody else by you being chav. In time of Mishnah Seinu, Kalayim Etznu, Kalayim Etzchudami. He didn't say, he said Tznu means Bizaycha for him. Therefore, it's being done with his permission, so it's not Taivus Lamachayim. Amrav Chizda, Taivus Lamachayim, Mokum Shlav Lacherim, Bono Lamachlegis, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbonim. Depends on the Machlegis, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbonim. The time we learn Mishalikat to the Peah. Somebody picked Peah of Amar Azul Lepoin the Adi, Rabbi Eliezer Mezachalai. You're grabbing for one honey at the expense of another honey. Is a raya type of machayv? Mokum shav lacherim is kana. Amram may be tamer rabbanu. Dumalai could be Reb Lezer holds not. It could be rabbanu holds yes. Atken the kamer blazim has some of the migdi boy mapkalin the chazi lavi honey. He has the ability to make himself an honey. The chazi lay and bigud is zochel and navish is zochel lechavre. And once he can be zayek for himself, he can be zayek for his friend. Have a hokalai. The atken the kamer rabbanu has some that you can't pick for the ani, not because it's Tzayvus L'Makhlev, Mokum Shchav L'Akherim, El D'Chsiv L'Selakit L'Ani, L'Selakit L'Ani, you're not allowed to pick for a specific ani. It doesn't say L'Selakit L'Ani. It says, L'Lekit K'tircha L'Selakit, period, L'Ani V'Lager Tazav Aysam. But the juxtaposition of the word Selakit and L'Ani tells me don't pick for the ani. Avokalai, what does he do with the juxtaposition of the Selakit and Ani? To warn the Ani about his thing. I'm sorry for bothering you, Kayan, but if you throw me the box of tissues. I'm really not allowed to ask you, but I didn't want to bother Robert Bennett to get up. I didn't want to bother you to get up either. Something more right there. Hashem Yitzchak Shloi Lazen. Shammat Mina. Now, the question is, how can he not feed his Eved? Doesn't an Eved have an inherent right for food? No, again, the Eved has a right to food. The question is, does the owner have to let him work for it? Or can the owner say, go collect in your own time? That's the shayla. So the chayra, since it says he doesn't have to feed the Eved, it's mashma, you can tell him, just go collect. No. He told him, earn your keep. Go work. So the Gemara said, why by woman can't he do that? So why does the Mishnah say you can't do it for a woman? Yes, you can. Dr. Gemara, by the way, this is a riot that a person can tell his wife, see my Zechem Zed Sechem, which is a shayla in the Gemara and Ksubas. But the Gemara, but the Isha B'dalai Tzavka, she doesn't earn enough.
How about the thing about...
I have no idea what you just said.
No, how about the thing about Snua, because she can do it at home?
She can do it at home, in her own city. And
I know that, I'm saying this. Right.
In fact, the Gemara Isha Ma'ila, Isha B'lai Safka, Eben Amin B'lai Safka, it means he never doesn't hurt either. So why aren't you M'chuyv to feed him? If you hold, you can't say, Sayyim B'vayin Ezanach, and for the Gemara, after the Noam Kresh, Eloi Shavya, Lamar, Lamar, Silamayim is boy. If he doesn't earn his keep, the owner doesn't have to feed him, yes.
But I'm saying in our day and age now, you can't, before the COVID thing, you have to go out to be able to...
Again, and we're going to Tan Chazal, we're not...
Now is...
I don't know what happens. Yeah. Just think about it. I don't know. Don't think about it in Tashima. Anybody that tells his wife that Amy Ben is and the has problems with his marriage anyway now. So, you know what I mean? That should be the major problem. Tashima. Ever to kill a lion miklat, ain't Rabbi Chaim Lutainai. And ever to go, sorry, miklat, his master doesn't have to feed him. Well, he looks at my son, the rabbi. He gets his earnings. Rabbi no yoko, rabbi, beloved, I see me vain his honor. Because he says he doesn't have to feed him, he gets his earnings. So the Gemara of my skin, the Gemara of my skin, the Gemara of my skin, correct, the Gemara of my son, the Gemara of so why does the master get the earnings? The Chayre, he told him, get the earnings and buy food. So the Gemara of Adafa, if he earns more, Adafa Pshita, why should you think the Abba can keep it? Since if he doesn't make more, if he doesn't make enough, the owner can tell the Eved tough luck. So maybe if the Eved makes more, he can store it up. The Mash Malon, though, that he can earn his food, and the rest has to go to the master. Practically, Gemara Mash Malon, Ari Mikla. So why mention Ari Mikla? It could be true everywhere. Since it says in the Pasuk, V'chai, it's incumbent to see that the Reteach B'Shagig has money, has food. So maybe it should be a bigger obligation. Gamash Malon didn't know. You get the Adafa anyway. Correct the Gemara, that's great shot in the first part of the Brisa. But Medutani says, probably Isha should go to the Lord, Mikla, buy the Chayavim's in the cell. There it says he has to feed her, Michal to Yamarla. The Yamarla buy the Machayav. Right, if he told her, he doesn't have to feed her. He said the Eved, he told him. So the Isha he also told. So why does he have to feed her? But the same for the Amrila must be the same as somebody didn't tell her, Rashi, not the Amrila. Nothing about the Amrila. The Amrila, he told the Eved, and he told the woman, the Isha with the Lay Savka. And the woman is talking about she doesn't earn enough. Correct the environment, he told the same from the Amrila, the Amrila, the Amrila, the Amrila, the Amrila, the Amrila. The Brisa continues that if he says he might say dechem zenisecha, that's good enough. That means obviously till now we're talking about he didn't tell her. That means if he didn't tell her, he didn't tell the Eved either. So the Gemara Hachi Kamri, im esapekas ramalot he might say dechem zenisecha rishoi. The Brisa means to say if she earns enough, then he's allowed to do it. Correct the Gemara esapekas not a member. What's the chiddush? So the Gemara mal de tema kolkudu bas melech pnima. I would think it's more respectful to be pnima, and again. In their city, Zakrashi, in her city, people know her, they bring the work to her house. But in the Ari Miklat, nobody knows her, so she has to go around advertising for customers. And the advertisement was done by word of mouth. She has to go outside and sell herself. I don't mean sell herself literally, but sell her product. So I would think Okuda Basmel Khmima says you can't do it. Kamash Malan, that you don't have to worry about it. You can tell her she might say Dechem Zenesecha at the expense that she's going to have to go outside and advertise herself. An Eved can tell the master in the years of hunger, feed me or free me. And the Chum say, no, the master can keep him as an Eved anyway. My love, how come you? The master of a Yochel. Basically, the Rabbanon is saying, you can say, I say, Yimi Venezanoch, Marsaveini Yochel. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can't do that. Correct the Gemara of Atisber, Haya Penesania, Tainu Lacheris. So why is the Eved saying, feed me or free me? He should say, Penesania, Tainu Maisi, other Penesasi, me boyle. Feed me or let me earn my keep. Why do you have to free him? We are, Maisno Bishneva Cyrus. Why are we talking about famine years? This is true every time. Allah, Mariskino, Gamaleci, Maisi, Dachem, Zenesacha. Everybody holds you cannot say I say any vein is on them. So you told them go spend your earnings for your food. And since it's a famine, he can't earn enough. So therefore he can tell the master free me. Ah, you're asked to free me, but on the other hand I'm dying. Nobody gives zakatav on them. And Rabbanan say, people do give tzedakah to Avadim. Tashema, the Amar Rav. Now, here we're going to prove Rav and Rabbi Yechanan on different sides of the Shaila. So it's different now. We're leaving Brises, and we're leaving Tanoim, and we're trying to now prove what the Amayra's opinion is. At the end of the day, we will prove that Rav holds you can't, and Rabbi Yechanan says you can say to the Eved, I say, Imi Be'enazan. Tashema. Yama Rav HaMagdish Yidei Avdai. Somebody has magdish the earnings of his Eved. I say Eved, Loi V'Vaichel. He can borrow and eat. the Isa Pereya, and he can work for the guy he borrowed from and pay it back. Shmami no, how can he pay back? It's not his money. Shmami no, Yochol Rav Loi Milav Asemi Beinazana. Right? Because obviously, why does he have to borrow? If the master can't tell him Asemi Beinazana, he's obligated to let him use his earnings for food. So why does he have to borrow and then pay it back? So the Gemara Chamayskina B'Malulim Zaynas, he is feeding him. So why is he borrowing? Lahadavah, to have a little bit extra. Till now you're living without the extra. Why should Hegdish pay for the extra? The Gemara Hegdish Hegdish has a long-term look. The Eved is a better Eved if he gets extra food, and therefore they're willing to be mevater. But fact the Gemara, how can he do it? I said, kama kadishlei. As soon as he works, the earnings is hegdish. How could he use it to pay back a loan? Now the Gemara b'pankas mishavar pruta, which Rashi says, b'pankas mishavar pruta, hegdish is not chal. Fact the Gemara, b'pankas mishavar pruta. Now, Taisa says that it is chal. He brings Raya's that it's chal. So they answer Rashi that it's hegdish money, but there's no me'ilah. Meaning, the problem with using Hegdish money is Me'ilah. But if you can have Hegdish money that doesn't have Me'ilah, so then Hegdish is allowed to let the guy use it. So what Rashi means that it's not Chal and Pakas Mishavar Pruta means that Me'ilah is not Chal unless than a Pruta. It can belong to Hegdish, but it won't have Me'ilah, so therefore you can use it to pay back.
Is there no stealing involved other than Me'ilah?
Well, if Hegdish lets, it's not stealing.
Me'ilah equals stealing?
No. Me'ilah is usher even if Hegdish lets you. You can't use Hegdish money.
Is he stealing it by not giving it over?
No, because Hegdish is nicha to this. Hegdish wants this to happen. There's no stealing going on. Now, the problem here is that why can Hegdish feed its animals and can't feed him? That's the Me'iri's Kasha. So somebody said the answer, because the animal you own completely, the Eved Kanani, it's just the earnings. And therefore, that's why you can't use Hegdish money. It would be Me'ilah. Because if not, Hegdish feeds its animals and it's not Me'ilah. Now, there are some Rishonim want to say that Hegdish can't feed its animals with Hegdish money either. What they have to do is redeem it for Chulun and then feed the animal. That's what some want to say. But the Miri answers, there's a difference when you own the body of the thing, so Hegdish can feed its animals, or when you just own the Maisi Adayim, so then you're not allowed to use Hegdish money to feed them. It makes sense that Rav holds you cannot say I say imi beinazonach. The Amar Rav Hamagdish the Avda Oisavet Oisav Eichel, which Rav in another statement allowed the Eved to eat his earnings. Doesn't have to borrow money. The Eloi Avda Manpalachlei, because if not, who's going to take care of this Eved? Now it's a contradiction in Rav. Rav before said he has to borrow and pay back pukas from Shavar Pruta, and here he says he can earn and keep his money and eat. If you want to say that the first teretz is going when he's feeding him, and therefore he can be magdish ma'isi dayim, that's why he has to borrow and eat. And this one is talking about he's not giving him food, and he can't say mivein azanach, so the Eved has a right to use the money for food. It doesn't become hegdish. Right? Then the loy avdam am polichlay. That makes sense. Eli amr tach b'sheinam ma'ilu v'yachol. But if you're going to tell me the first case is talking about he's not feeding him and he can still say him zanach, so what's the second case? The loy avdam am polichlay. Man the boy nifchay. Again, if you're telling me that you're allowed to say same vein as zanach, and in the first case you say he has to borrow, so why in the second case do you say loy v'yachol? He's isav v'yachol. It's a contradiction in Rav. Must be that you can't say I say imi vein azana. Therefore, in the second case, he's isa v'aychol. The first case is talking about you're feeding him, so there's no reason for him to be isa v'aychol. Except since hegdish is maskim, should get the extra, he can take the pukas mishavar pruta and pay back a loan. That's what we're saying in Rav Shita. Tashema, we're now going to prove that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Akteh Yad Avdu Shechaveroi. Daisen Shiftei V'Vu'asa L'Rabbah. You pay the Nezek to the master, the diminishing of the value of the Eved. Shiftei is the job he could do now, the new job. The fact that he's laid up for a few weeks and he can't work, you pay that. And Refuah, which is going to be a problem, Because refuah is an inherent right of the avid to be healthy. So how in the world does the owner take refuah? So the Gemara is going to deal with that later on. V'hoitza avid nidzim and atzaka. Doesn't the master have to feed his avid? He's taking his shevis. Shema minah. He's feeding him. So why is he going to collect? But the more Yochi needs him is spinous, me boy. Needs him is much my basic food. I love Shmami no Yochu Shmami no. So to my cloak is Robin Reb Yechanan.
The main goal here is that this Parnes should have been the Lushan instead of Nizon. Nizon itself, I see that you have that the Iker food is even Minasudaka, right? Is that in itself a Raya?
That's the Raya.
So why, I mean...
That's the Raya.
But the part of Refuah and the other thing is that...
That's a new separate thing. Nothing Shaykhus in a Raya. Nothing. The Raya is finished. Then we have to go figure out what Rabbi Yechon meant with Refuah.
But it has nothing to do with the...
Nothing to do with the Raya. The Raya is finished.
I don't need to see your test. I know that, but Rav did say, Rabbi Yochanan did say...
That's a separate issue. Once we bring Rabbi Yochanan, we have to figure him out, but that has nothing to do with the Raya. Smile me up, we're finished.
But it has nothing to do with also the part that, since he's getting the Sheves, that's called Asik.
Well, that's the Raya. He's taking the Sheves, and he's not feeding him.
2 seconds ago, everyone said the
riots
from his
parties. Again, 1 second. Stop. If the owner weren't taking the Shabbos, who would be getting the Shabbos?
The Abbot.
So that's, I say, that's go earn, that's see my Zedekalim Zedekalim. He doesn't have to go to Zedekalim, he has Shabbos. Why does he have to go to Zedekalim? He's getting his Shabbos, he's getting his salary.
Therefore.
The Kiddush is, he's not getting the Shabbos. And he has to go for tzedakah. That means he's not getting fed from his earnings. Shabbos is his earnings.
Right.
And we don't let him keep it. Rabbi Yechon said he doesn't get to keep it.
But that's a raya that what?
Nothing. Therefore, it's ice heaven, nizim, and not tzedakah.
Even Rav would hold that too.
Mm-hmm. Again, if Rabbi Yechon would let the Eved have Shabbos, he wouldn't have to go to tzedakah.
Duffa.
What? Then it wouldn't say Nizan. The Gemara tries that.
It's bothering me why we brought Rabbi Yochanan's first part in.
Well, we're bringing Rabbi Yochanan's statement. You can't ignore half his statement. Again, if the master wouldn't take the Shabbos, would there be a need for the...
If the master didn't deserve to get the Shabbat...
If he didn't get the Shabbat,
okay.
Why would the Eved have to go to tzedakah? He's getting a salary. He's getting $18 an hour plus benefits. That's what they pay now in March, no? I think the science is a rush. So the fact that the master takes the Shabbat and we tell the Eved go to tzedakah, is a raya that you don't have to feed your Eved. You're taking his money and you're letting him go from tzedakah. That the Gemara of Amar nice and shifted the Rufasa the Rabbi. Shifted Pshita. That the Gemara Rufasa Yitzchak later. This is Rufasa. Rufasa the day. Why should he get it? The boy Yitzchak, doesn't he have to get healed? Yitzchak Damdu Lacham Shiyayim Avam Lissam Acharif Avitzi Beklas Yayim. He could have gotten healed over 5 days and he took medicine that hurts much more and he got healed for 3 days and saved money. All tsar belongs to the master. It's viewed as a financial benefit. Isn't it beneficial for the Eved to go free? Now, he seems to jump. Shemhaya, this is not Rameyer's real reason. But he's talking to the Rabbana. He says, you don't agree with my real reason, but there's another reason. Shemhaya, Eved Kayan, Paislam and Atruma. A man who loy valley mom gets to slay the side and slay the primers of Rishai doesn't have to feed him. You're still taking away truma. Now we don't know what in the world he's saying running away for. We'll find out. But the rabbanon are asking that a woman is detrimental. She can pass them. Not truma. I've seen them in Amazonas. What's the conversation? I said he loses his food. So you answered me. He can tell the guy I say me vein azanach. So therefore, there's no reason he should lose. That's not a benefit. Because he can tell him work for your food. So he can tell, as a free person, he can also work for his food. But matashveinu ala truma. But doesn't he lose truma? So even though you don't agree to my real reason, which the Gemara is going to explain soon, but you should agree by an evet kain that it's detrimental.
Why would you answer right now? That's, most people are not kohanim. They're very smart.
But for an evet kain, it shouldn't. The Mishnah should have said that the rabbanim agree by an evet kain that it's detrimental.
I agree with you,
Mike.
This differential between the two.
Exactly. Exactly. He can get rid of a truma by giving him straight to get chavaglev arachlev asalal. He can run away. Arba zuzi is a pittance, meaning he can always sell him for a pittance. Nobody will spend money for an eved chabarach, but for four zuz, you would. Frank the Gemara, the Rameyer, Tinnach eved kayim. Eved Yisrael, Ma'ikel Lameim. The bottom line is, according to Rameyer, why is it detrimental? Amarev Yisrael, Barav Yitzchak Leishim. I've seen the Mishim Chiknanes. Adarav Ari Matira Bebas Chayrin. Avdem Evkeren Nichalei Zilalei Shchichalei Pritzalei. He'd rather live the good life, but he loses a good life. Nishkin Olam Habadik a life, but Olam Hazadik a life. And that's why the Rishonim speak out by Eved Kotten. Rameyer would agree because he's not Shchichalei Pritzalei. He hasn't gotten to that yet. And Rashi says he didn't say 10, he didn't give it over, he just told him to write it and give it. The Gemara will explain why. It only works if the money is right here. There's no kinyan or lemashach. Didn't we say that Dibri Shchimera is like it's done? Amrav did loyelam babari. Amrav manuli biyatcho tenelo b'may mitzlashdom. The point of my mitzlashdom kana. That if you say here is the money, you owe me $100, and it's right here. So it's not a debt; it's here. Give it to him. Automatically, it's kana. That's the kenya. You don't need a mishicha. The fact that all three parties are standing here, is a kenyan. The Gemara is going to ask how it works. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah tomorrow. Rabbi Amar Loyla B'Shchiv Merah. Okay, the Idach the Rav, that Rav says Shchiv Merah doesn't work all the time. Number Rav, Shchiv Merah Shamar Tunu Manu L'Pleini Bin Chasai. Manu Zev, he points out a specific 100 Naisnim. Manu Stam Ein Naisnim. Chashin Hashem Manu Kavrakam. He might have meant a specific 100 that we haven't found. So therefore, it has to be here. We're not afraid of that. The Papa, my time of comes in. Why didn't the Papa want to learn that it's talking about a bari with my mitzlashdom? So the Papa come around, loshna milva loshna because it doesn't have to be here. Even a debt can be transferred by my mitzlashdom. It was in my time of the Papa. He says, "Let me took my masnisa b'shchiv merah." It's not talking about shchiv merah. How do I know that? Because the Mishnah said that he has to say tnu, right? It doesn't work achamisa, but mechayim it would work. It's not true. Even Kisvu would work Mechayim by Shchiv Merah. And the fact that the Mishnah is insisting on Tnu is a raya that the Mishnah is not going by Shchiv Merah. Mimad, the 20 Yom Tov gets the least, the Shtar Shiv Zer Lav, the Yemes, the Yitnu Lachamisa. Time is the Mace. Time is Chayim Noisim. Time is Amit Tnu. It's only because he said Tnu. Holo Yom Tov, we just said Kisvu. Hey, Noisim. But that's true by a regular person who says Kisvu doesn't mean Tnu. But a Shchiv Merah, I don't have the Amit Tnu Noisim. Now we learned. Somebody was taken out to be executed. I'm a kisvu gets at least the hires a yichtu v'yitnu. He means through. He just can't think straight. Anybody who's in danger of not coming back, going on a long trip, right, on a boat ride, ocean liner, or through a desert. So therefore, the sukkah, shchimera, doesn't have to say tru. It could have said kisvu. But the fact that the Mishnah says tzru is a riot of the Mishnah saying, even Mechayim, you need a tzru. That can't be by Shchiv Merah. Maskel HaRavashi, my name alone, the Masnis is Rishim Shizuri, he'll do Merah Bonani. It's not a Kasha. Who says our Mishnah is going to look at Rishim Shizuri? Therefore, Rapapa had every right to say it's talking about Shchiv Merah, and that's what we love to the Merit Hashem tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. 5 to 6 for Pelle Yoyim.
Good morning, Rabbi. Just want to say hi.